Billy.
You.
Billy, we've already told me off. Let's move on.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Okay, you see me after class.
What are your shoes on?
You keep trying this, but it's just not going to run.
Is that not disrespectful? I tell him every time, take your shoes off in my house, and he just refuses to do it.
Are these shoes clean? Yes, they are. And are you seeing the ensemble?
To be fair, you ain't got carpet in it.
Exactly. Like, when I think about it, it's actually stupid. Do you know how mad it is to take your shoes off in someone else's house? I think that's weird.
I don't know. Ray gets one.
Does he?
Yeah, no, Ree.
Oh, Ree, does she?
Yeah.
I said Ree. Does she allow shoes in the house?
If she's mopped the floor, then no.
So why is her shoe?
Have you mopped the floor?
You don't know if I have or not.
I asked the question, have you mopped the floor?
To be fair, I'd be fuming. Like, I'd do get that if you just mopped it and someone walked in with their shoes on.
Well, people shouldn't be walking on the floor, regardless shoes on or not. Because if you've got your feet out, then you're going to leave footprints, no?
No, but you should wear slippers in the house.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I usually bring my slides with me, but I just couldn't be asked today.
Because you're wearing your socks and stuff, didn't you?
There we go. But I still think if I have given you a rule that you should follow in my household, you should follow the rules.
Listen, Mike.
To be fair, I took mine off too.
See?
But I don't respect it. I think that's respecting. Right.
Let me ask you this. In your own house, were you following the rules?
Yeah, I followed every single rule.
All the rules that your parents set you. Yeah,
the parents that they saw me doing.
They saw you.
If I broke a rule, they wouldn't see me breaking the rule. I can see you breaking the rule.
Yeah, I know what you mean actually.
Nah, it's an illusion, bro. You're not seeing what you think you're seeing. Mm. But yeah, we're here.
Wonderful stuff,
bro. Are you incapable of just keeping quiet? Like every time we have a guest, Mike just starts wah, 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 wah. All the juicy stuff is already gone before we even started shooting.
It's alright, he can listen to it again.
Yeah, there's a lot of juicy stuff.
How?
I could do it. Acting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of juice.
I'm tired of you already, bro. We haven't even started yet, bro.
Anywho, let's start the podcast. It's your boy Mike, aka Sexual Deviant. AKA the cheek club we call a swoop.
You should have seen my facial expression, then I'll switch that.
What the hell is that?
I was like,
ick.
Ick. Do I have a nickname then?
You gotta come up with one.
You can't move your own.
My nickname's Limpford.
Yeah, go on. So you have to do like a little intro with a Limpford.
Limpford.
Yuck.
I bet they call myself, what was it, sexual?
The sexual deviant. AKA the cheek clapping connoisseur.
I just realised what that meant.
Yeah.
I'm a bit slow.
There you go. Iteration.
Yeah. Anyway, it's your boy Jay, AKA God's second son. And I'm out here doing the Lord's work. Praise him.
Lovely.
That's good.
We've got second son, you know. Mm. There's Jesus and then there's your boy. You know what I'm saying?
It's very holy.
Holy.
So who are you?
Praying to these heathens over here.
Pagans.
These pagans.
Yes, introduce yourself to the lovely people.
I feel like I'm going to ask people. Hi, my name's...
It's like, take me out. Yeah. I'm saying, I'm from Stevenage.
No, I didn't like it.
I missed that show.
No, I'm Lauren Linford from Stevenage, 31.
Great age.
Yeah.
Great age.
Yeah, great age. I age well.
Yeah, great age.
No wrinkles, not one wrinkle, but greys.
Ooh.
Mm. Greys are coming in.
Yeah, I have to dye my hair like every 5 weeks, the roots, because they are grey.
Are they that bad though? Is going grey really that bad?
Like? Yeah, is it a bad thing? Like, yeah,
because the hair goes all like wiry and it looks nasty.
Wait, so it actually affects the texture of the hair?
Yeah. It looks like I feel like, I don't know if you've noticed this for girls, but like women who have like brunette hair, it's softer, and then people have blonder hair, it's more dry and like brittle. Have you never noticed that?
No.
Have you not?
No.
I don't know why I've never noticed.
I mean, whenever I put my hands in a girl's locks, I'm not just thinking,
this is luscious.
I'm not thinking, Rapunzel. I'm just thinking, you know, hair, innit?
Mike, why are you putting your hands in a girl's hair like that, bro?
I might be using a head
for something. Are you,
You never know.
I might be getting the dandruff out, you know. That's it. You don't know what I'm doing with her head.
But anyways, yeah, brunette hair, it's a lot softer.
Bring her close.
Yeah, hug her.
Bring her close, yeah?
Hugging her to my chest.
Yeah. Or to your groin. Who knows?
Who knows? Breathe!
Or don't breathe. Who knows? So.
Nah, someone's daughter, let's relax.
Yeah.
That's the game, man. Charge it.
Yes.
So, Lauren, you're a moi.
Yeah, I'm a
moi.
I love that because people actually.
I didn't know what it was. I literally, it took me a while to clock that that's what it meant. Yeah. It took me ages to clock. Like, it was only recently that I realised that's
really?
What it meant.
Moi.
So I've just been looking at him like, oh, they're moi. And I've never really taken time to really realise what the fuck that means.
Yeah,
but
a makeup artist and a beauty therapist.
Ooh.
A therapist?
Beauty therapist.
That's so what, you lay people down on your couch and tell them how beautiful you are or what?
Or you tell them how to make themselves more beautiful.
I do. It is like beauty therapy because I literally make them beautiful. When they leave mine, they're like, they feel beautiful.
Oh, so they came in ugly?
Yeah.
She was a free.
Yeah, they came for a free, they leave a 10.
Ooh. Interesting.
That's very, very interesting, that. So, I've always wanted to, you know, ask this question, and yeah. I feel like you're perfectly placed.
She's
expertise,
a moi.
So are you saying, so technically, does that mean that, are men better looking than women?
Men? Ooh. Ah, okay, so I get what you're trying to say. Because they don't really technically need like makeup and like all the beauty treatments to make them.
Yeah, I didn't say none of that. You said that. That's what you said. I'm just asking the question.
That's what you said. I'm just like.
Pause. I got to cover myself. The man might be out here saying, Jay, what kind of question are you asking? So, pause. Let me just drop that in there.
Unpause. That's what I said.
But yeah, are the men, or you say men are better looking than women then? Pause.
Well, if a man's born a three, they're a three.
What?
But they can't do jack shit about it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas like us women, if we're like literally born a three, like we can do something about it to make us go from a three to a nine.
Ooh, that's a big nine? Jump.
Yeah.
That's a big jump.
A nine.
I think about all the stuff we could have done, like, you know, lip. I know men can have lip fillers, but it's obviously more common for women. So like lip fillers, you can get like tattooing on the lips, you can get makeup tattoos, like on the brows, you can wear makeup every day.
Okay.
Botox, loads of stuff.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a time where a woman has come, no names, a woman has come into your boutique, they've come in a two, and you've made them leave an 8, 9, you've done that.
Yeah.
You've turned a two.
Swear to God.
You look to her and go, wow.
Yeah.
Like, your face is a mess.
Hey, you might be God's second daughter, bruv. You out here doing God's work.
No, I am. I truly believe that.
And does she believe that she's a two when she goes in there, or like,
yeah.
So she's like, I feel like a two.
Yeah.
I know I'm not.
Some people literally leave and go, oh, like, I felt like a two when I come here. Now I feel like 10/10. And I'm like, oh.
Crazy.
Yeah. Honestly, the work that you can do with with makeup is magic.
So what kind of work? Like, give us a rundown.
Like, contour, for one, is, like, insane. If you do it right, you can make someone, like, have, like, go from chubby cheeks to, like, really snatched cheeks, like, snatched jawline, chiseled nose. Like, the way you do eyeshadow as well. Like, if you used to do, like, a smoky eye and, like, blow it up like here, it'd make their eyes look more lifted. But if you place the makeup like in different places on the face, you can literally shape the whole face.
So you can literally do a transformer right there in
yeah
there.
Yeah,
out here, Decepticons out here.
Yeah,
robots in disguise.
Yeah.
Transformers,
robots in disguise.
Yeah, that was catfish. We catfish.
That's the cafes.
Yeah.
The cafe.
The cafe.
Cafe.
Yeah, we call them cafe.
Oh.
So basically, it's like.
Not catfish, cafe.
There's a difference between a catfish and a cafe. So a catfish is a catfish. Mm. You know, is a cafe is not quite a catfish. It's like, you could be a catfish. But we're not too sure.
You're going to have to dip in that pool first and then we'll find out.
Yeah.
Although now, apparently, there's waterproof makeup now as well, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Wow.
So you're telling me I could be on a date with a cafe? Yeah. None the wiser thinking this girl's an 8, yeah? And then I go back to hers, let's say, for example, for rendezvous, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, my spidey senses are tingling,
mm.
yeah? She could be a Decepticon, yeah? A and I haven't got my auto boxes back up. Yeah. So I'm like, cool, and I dash some water in her face. Yeah. You trying to tell me she'll still come out clean? Yeah. Like shit.
She'll probably just look more like a sexier version. She's got wet hair.
Oh Jesus! You women are evil,
devious.
Jesus, witches,
evil.
It's clever, mate. It is clever.
I just. Is it fair? And wait, you haven't answered the question. So are women better looking than men, or men better looking than women? Which one is it? Naturally.
No, I will still always be woman power.
Oh. Oh.
Women power. Women, yes. They are beautiful in their own way, even without makeup.
Miss Andris. In their own way.
Yeah.
Oh, dead.
Yeah. I want honesty.
I'm not hearing like, yeah, trust me, give me the brutal.
Oh, she's beautiful in the inside.
Yeah.
She's got, you are calling girls
freeze, and now you're telling me they're beautiful in their own way. Which one is it? Are they beautiful? Are they clapped?
No, because I will say, when they leave my salon, they are a 10 out of 10.
We're not talking about when they leave.
Are we
not
talking about before?
We're talking before.
When the
in their natural state.
Up.
Yeah, some people turn up to me, they like haven't brushed their teeth, done their pyjamas, they've not brushed
their
hair.
Do you brush your teeth for them?
No.
I was about to say. What?
Definitely not, but some of them turn up like rough. And I'm like, oh God, yeah, you need a bit of help here, like... Let's get that makeup going. Maybe brush your hair.
Get the big tools out.
Yeah.
Mm. But I see you're doing the typical woman thing, deflecting and dodging, ducking and diving.
What?
Let's get back to the crux of the matter.
Okay.
The question is, are men better looking than women, or women better looking than men?
Yeah, but I can't answer because there's actually...
You can answer
no,
that.
Because there's naturally beautiful women, and then there's naturally...
On average... Men. You see a lot of women, a lot.
Mm.
On average, are they above a 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Ah, I'm not convinced, bro. Look at that.
On average, above a 5. Before they teach your magic hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just think it's crazy because I'm not saying all girls, but I think it's mad when girls be like, "Yeah, this guy's not on my level," but meanwhile, your actual level, your older natural level, is.
Without all the makeup.
Without all the makeup and the enhancements and the, what did you say? The tattoo and the
Hair. Semi-permanent makeup, hair extensions, all that jazz.
Semi-permanent? What does that mean?
So it's like tattooing, but like I do it in my job. So you tattoo on the lips. So like
tattoo what?
So like a colour. So like you can get it like red, pink, purple. Like you just tattoo on the lips.
The whole lip or just like part
the
of the lip?
The whole lip.
So the whole lip is tattooed.
Yeah, I did one today. That's the client I was talking about.
Is it that girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that means that she does have to wear lipstick every day. No. How long does that last?
Well, she can wear lipstick, but like, so you know how I was saying about like, I don't really wear makeup in the week. So like, I get individual lashes done, which is what I've got on now, which I don't know if you both.
Is that like ting, 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 ting?
Yeah.
What the man them call the tarantulas.
Yeah, some women do go
the creepy crawlies, you know what I mean?
Mazza.
Yeah. So, because I don't wear makeup, I just have I'll have these on, don't have to do anything with them. So I can just wake up and feel a bit alive without having to like put makeup on. And then I had mine tattooed like 2 years ago. So it makes me look like I've got a bit of like makeup on without actually putting makeup on.
So how long do they last? Like they've lasted since that 2 years?
Yeah, but they last 2 to 5 years, depending on the person. But mine's fading now, and it's about 2 years old.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
It's actually like an actual tattoo.
You know, like a tattoo gun.
Matting.
Like literally tattooing on the lips.
Women are sociopaths, I know, man. Yeah. You guys are psychopaths.
Get on the brows as well. You've not seen the tattooed brows as well.
I know that. Because my ex had that. She had a...
If you won't know the difference, but there's microblading and then there's actual tattooing. There's two different types.
They were slightly tattered, so like, as in like, you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
But I could be like this, I still wouldn't see it. I'd be like...
Oh. But like, she had no makeup on.
Even if she had no makeup on, it would like be obviously...
Yeah.
But I wouldn't clock why that was or anything. But she obviously said, I had them tattooed like years ago.
Mm.
So obviously I just thought like, what? You just tattooed like the little bits I can't see? I don't know, like...
Was it? Did it look like hair strokes?
They did look a bit like hair, but again,
that sounds like microblading, which is like you're going to think we're even more psycho for putting ourselves through it.
Listen, I won't lie, before this, I already knew women were sociopaths anyway.
No, but
now,
worse.
I thought women were sociopaths, and I also thought they were a bit, what's the thing I used to think about them?
So you're going to say something toxic. That's going to get us cancelled, no, fuck's sake.
No, no, they're witches, there's that. I also believe they were a bit semi-autistic as well.
Oh, God.
I also believe women were semi-autistic.
I don't agree with that. I think men are autistic. Most men are.
I mean, this is obviously due for a debate at some point.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about this.
Yes, we will.
But yeah, like, so obviously now you're telling me about the microblading. Please go on.
So when you do microblading, it's actually a blade on a tool that you dip in a bit of ink and you draw like on the eyebrows like hair strokes. So I do that as well. So you literally go on the skin of someone's face and like cut their skin. But as the ink's going in. So that's microblading. That's like tattooing.
So these tiny little strokes of, like, death by a thousand cuts that the Chinese used to do. But like just little cuts you put into their face.
Yeah.
And then obviously you have to wait for them to heal and then become like an eyebrow forever.
Yeah, but it depends because they call it semi-permanent because they fade after a certain time. But it is permanent because it's there for years. Like,
yeah, you're in a psychopath.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We
like,
what? Ourselves through it.
But
I literally, now you've said this, I used to look at people with tattoos on their face going, you're crazy, like, you're mad. But now I have to see, like, the average woman as the same as EDL geezer.
Down the road. That's
got
a freaking
face tats. You got face tats.
Yeah, we have.
You got face tats.
Well, my lips I have.
Yeah. That's a face. It's a face. Lips with a face. Yeah. Face tat.
Yes. I've got face tats. Technically, I have to think of it like that, to be fair. Yeah, didn't get my eyebrows done, though, because there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, once that's done, it's done.
Well, yeah, like, eyebrow trends change, as you probably know. Like, there's, like, the lamination style, which is, like, the fluffy style. Like, some women look like they've got, like, werewolf brows, if you've seen it. Like, really spiky brows.
Thick.
I'm going to have to Google
like,
this.
Really, yeah, like, they're quite thick, like, bushy.
Right.
How do I spell this, just so I can have a quick little gander while you're talking?
Brow lamination.
Brow lamination.
Yeah.
Ooh. Delete the porn.
Whoa.
Two men and one cup.
we see, even she knows.
God damn.
Mike, they're on to you, bruv. I told you.
So, yeah, like, this is a good example. So there's, like, the brows before, and then that's what it, like, after. So mine's got it on at the moment.
That's what mine's are.
Like, it's where you push, like, you put a chemical in the brows and it, like, pushes them up, makes them bushy. So that's, like, semi-permanent. That lasts, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you can just have, like, your standard, well, you've probably seen some girls with their brows, they draw them on, like...
Yeah, like squares.
Yeah.
They look like a like an evil scientist.
Yeah. There's so many different, honestly, so many different styles.
What's the most, like, extreme, I guess, semi... permanent makeup or makeup procedure you can get done,
like most extreme
that we would deem extreme, because right now you telling me that your lips are semi tatted is throwing me off.
You're the Hardy Boys to,
like,
us right now.
Right now, that's crazy.
I would say that's probably the most extreme. The only other thing I can think of is you can actually get concealer tattooed here.
So only, like, if your eyes.
Yeah, so like someone's got dark bags, you can get like the skin tattooed here, like with like a skin colour. That's probably, and obviously you can get a filler underneath here as well. So they like inject underneath there and then fill it with filler and it just pushes out there. So people haven't got like really deep set eyes to make them look more.
So basically, in concluding, men are better looking than women. That's basically what she's saying.
I agree.
Basically, that's what you're telling us. Because all we need is a haircut, some moisturizer, and we're good to go. Maybe a young Vaseline, and we're good to go.
Yeah, but what if you're final form? Ugly, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, but okay. If a man and a woman were to get the equivalent amount of work done, and they both freeze, that man gets a haircut or whatever, maybe pushes him up to a 5. That woman gets her hair done, but doesn't do her makeup and just slaps on some moisturizer and maybe a bit of lip gloss. I don't think she's reaching that 5. I'm not sure.
I like that conclusion.
I do get, like, your point, but then it depends.
I'm doing algebra here.
If they're the same level, though, it's the hard. That's the difference. Depends if they're both a 5. And then I get your point. So say if he's a five and she's five, and he gets just a haircut and she just gets a haircut, then it probably, it would take him up higher than her.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on that basis, from that calculation, doing that maths, doing that science, that algebraic quadratic equation,
E equals MC squared.
We have come to the conclusion
the
that
square root of the answer is
men are better looking than women.
I agree.
Pause. I got to look out for myself, you know. I can't. Do you know what's crazy, right? I'd been going, like, I'd gone ages without saying pause or nothing like that, right? And I went to one function with the mandem and I said something. I didn't even think about it. All the mandem just turned around and looked at me like, hey, yo, what? Jay, what are you, wait, what? I can't remember what I said. I wish I could remember what I said. And all the mandem were just flaming me. So I was like, never again. Pause. At all times. Pause.
I will never pause.
Nah, you got to
of course you wouldn't. Yeah. It's your natural state, but why would you pause?
Craziness.
So, question: if Mike was to step into your booth and you assessed Mike, you looked at Mike and said, "Oh, Mike's like, oh, you know what? I want to get myself a bit, beautified. You know,
I want to go from my 6 to a 10."
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants to change his world. What would you do?
I'd trim this. A little bit. I'd make it like more straight, like, you know, like a Jafar beard.
Jafar? Yeah. Jafar. To be handsome, you turn me into a
Disney villain.
Disney villain.
Yeah.
So it's what curls, right? Yeah.
What else?
Let me do a light skin pose.
I don't feel like you need much.
Makeup wise, what are you doing?
Okay. Like, if I was to do makeup, but like
fully glamming him up.
No, naturally enhanced. You can do male makeup, or like, so like if you used to go and be featured in a film, you would still go into makeup and get makeup done, but it'd be really, really subtle. So like if I was to do you for a film, I'd put like clear eyebrow gel in your brows, maybe a tiny bit of pencil in these gaps here, and then put clear mascara in your lashes. And then maybe a little bit of powder just to like get rid of the oiliness. And then maybe some lip balm.
Mate, she ain't done the makeover yet, mate. I don't know why you're doing up light skin face, bro. Doing up bare lips and that, bro. Biting lip and what are you doing, bro? Nah, that's crazy. Nah. You're moving mad. Okay, cool. and on your opinion, that would take Mike from where to where?
You can be honest.
What you said, you called yourself 5. I didn't call you a 5.
I can be honest.
It'd take you maybe up to 7.
Okay.
7.
Say that.
So, Mike, your optimum performance, your optimum level is a 7. How do you feel about
7
that?
7
out of 10. That's actually not bad.
Take that.
Yeah.
I can work with that.
Yeah.
B-.
I can make a laugh. That's it.
Any guy has a sense of humour always wins a woman over.
If you can make her laugh and giggle, you can make them ass cheeks jiggle. I heard that from, what's his name? Kai Sinat.
That's like Lewis Capaldi. You know, like, he's funny, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's not good looking
at
all.
No, but like, I was watching his documentary the other day and I was finding him so funny. I was sitting there going, am I? I was like, do I fancy him? And I was like, no.
Was he evolving and morphing before your very eyes?
I was like, because he's funny. I was like, oh my God, no, this is not happening.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like that Pokemon Muck. You know the Pokemon Muck?
Yeah.
That's what Lewis Capaldi looks like. So I don't know.
Muck is a purple blob, bro. That's so disrespectful.
He'll probably get it. He'll be like, yeah, I see it. He gets good banter, so he'll be like, yeah, I know.
Muck.
Yeah,
good. Muck.
Bro, my baby sister could draw Muck. Yeah. He's a blob.
That's Lewis
Capaldi. Hey, you lot are disrespectful. You lot are unruly out here.
I love him, though. He's funny.
Do you reckon he could, you reckon you could make him glow up?
Yeah.
Bring him up to a what? What is he currently? Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. And he's putting weight as well.
I think, like, I did when I was watching his documentary, I could tell that he'd, like, put on weight. But I feel like he needs to do something with his hair. His hair's a bit, like, all over the place, isn't it?
It's a bit mucky.
Honestly, I could see him, like, if he was to go to, like, the gym and stuff and lose weight, I think he could be a really good-looking guy.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I think he could. And it, but his humour saves him a lot.
Yeah, that's the point. That's all you need. Mm. That's all you need. As a man, mm. you don't need makeup and looks and stuff. All you need is humour and money.
Yeah.
And you're literally, you know, you're golden.
Mm. Hmm. Women are terrible, aren't they?
Ah, listen.
They're terrible.
I can't believe women put themselves through all this. Like, I know, like, being a woman is difficult in regards to, like, you putting on makeup, all this kind of stuff. I'll never fully comprehend all of it. But the depths you guys go into, yeah, in order to make yourself look, as you say, presentable, is ridiculous. As in, like, who was it? I was like, why are women broke? Because a lot of women just happen to be broke.
Because yeah? Spend so much money on beauty treatment. Well,
that's what it is. Because I'm thinking, all this tattooing, it can't be cheap. It's got to be like at least £200.
£250.
And how often do you have to get that done?
Obviously, that's not too bad because that's like once every like 3-4 years you get that done.
Right.
That's like not bad. But with like, say, so I've got some clients that come to me maybe every other Saturday when they're going out. And they pay me £45 to have their makeup done. So if they do that like 2-3 times a month, they're doing that. Then you're getting your nails done. Like I get my nails done every 3 weeks, which is 35. Then my lashes done every 2 weeks, which is 35. Dye my hair every month pretty much, which is like not that expensive because I use your standard box dye. But yeah. Some people go to a salon and they'll spend like hundreds of pounds on their mm-hmm. hair. But I'm actually getting a weave.
You're getting a weave.
I'm getting a weave. Do you know what a weave? You know what a weave is.
Yeah, hair extension. White girls call it. You Caucasian normally call it a hair extension.
Yeah, so getting that on.
Why is a Caucasian woman getting a weave?
No, listen. Let me explain.
Explain.
So what I was trying to say was a weave is bloody expensive. It was like £600 just for the hair. For me to get this.
What's the difference between a weave and a hair extension?
So hair extension, you can get like something called tapes. You can get bonds. Whereas like weave is like a big bit of hair that is sewn in your hair through the bonds. Like it's really hard to explain, but it's a big bit of hair. Like you get like 3 strips and then sew it in your hair basically.
So you're getting a weave, why?
Because the subject we were going to talk about earlier was I had a gastric sleeve a year ago and I lost 70% of my hair.
Ooh.
So I know you're looking at it thinking, huh? You don't look like you have. But my hair was literally like down to here, really thick, like long hair. So for me, I had to have like it all cut off because it went really thin and I've got loads of bits of hair growing back like underneath. So I'm not used to my hair being this short. So when I go out, I don't feel like I have to wear the clip-in ones now that you can take out at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't really like doing that because I feel like for me, it looks a bit ratty by the end of the night, whereas I want it to be in my head.
And stuck there. Yeah.
So,
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't feel like my hair is my comfort zone. It makes me confident. So I felt like I had to get my hair back to feel confident when I go out.
Okay.
Can you dig it, sucker?
So now it's like, it's not terrible, but like this is really thin.
That used to go down to like your stomach. So yeah. That's a lot of hair.
So now it's like this. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. All right, tell us about this gastric sleeve, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming, is it the same as like a gastric bypass?
Yes. Well, it's weight loss surgery, but it's a different way of doing it. I'll explain what both of them are. So, sleeve I had done, I actually had 80% of my stomach removed. Yeah.
Women are so cool. You're just doing detrimental health to your body.
Yeah, like
you're going from a human being to Android 18, brother. What's going on?
Could you imagine, yeah, if you just went to a human and said, "Look, I'm gonna just like anime," they punch out half their stomach, they're dead.
There's a hero that I know right now, and he's dying.
Yeah.
What's his name? The guy from I've forgotten his name.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heroes are, but I know.
But yeah, him. He's dying right now. He's on death's door every minute. Then he's coughing up blood.
Did he lose 80% of his stomach?
He lost most of because he got punched out by the villain, bruv. So you out here self-inflicting this to yourself?
Yeah.
That's crazy. All Might. All Might. That's his name. All Might. All Might. My anime fans, you know what I'm talking about.
Mate, continue, sorry.
So, it was a slit. So that's what a sleeve is. And then a bypass is where they take part of your... This is going to sound really grim, but they take part of your intestine. They remove part of your stomach and then they attach it to a different part of your stomach so that it makes your stomach a bit smaller from where the digestive system flows. It's hard to explain what a bypass is without showing a diagram. A sleeve's easier because you literally just have 80% of your stomach taken away. So it goes from like the size of your hand. So it went from the size of my hand to literally the size of literally my finger.
So what do they put the rest of that stomach then? Just put in the bin?
Yeah.
Just when they took it out?
Yeah, they literally, I've got like scars on, like, I've got like 5 scars on my stomach where they've gone in with like, they do it all on a screen, like with a camera inside you, and they use like little wands and they staple, like they cut and staple your stomach at the same time, and then they pull that bit out, and then...
Like literally, like they pull out the stomach, like in the butchers, that's take off a slab of your stomach, say, how much, weigh it, that's, I don't know, £5
of
stomach.
I've got a picture of it.
Of a stomach?
Yeah.
I want to see this.
I kind of have to see
what a stomach actually looks like. I need to know what a stomach actually looks like. So they cut out your stomach.
Yeah. Oh, there go all the dick pics.
I know that.
There'll be none on here because they're ugly. No one ever has heard of naked mole rats on my phone.
Naked mole rats.
Naked mole rats.
Impossible.
Hey!
That's what a stomach looks like.
Yeah, that was my stomach.
Looks like a beaten up banana.
I think it looks like a pork loin.
It does. It looks like a...
Turkey neck.
It's kind of like a worm, like a big giant earthworm that's been shown no love.
It looks like overripe plantain, bro.
Yeah. I don't know what stomach was like.
They're weird, isn't it?
So they just cut off like... So you got...
That's the staples there. So yeah. Like what they've done is they've cut that bit off there. So that like what's left in me is like that bit there. But so your stomach, you know like what a stomach looks like? It's like round, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah.
So my stomach then went from round to literally a tube.
Oh
like
my
it was like the tiniest days. Bit bigger than my actual like... is it this? No, it's not this off because it's it. The bit that digests. So like it's a bit... It was a bit wider than that.
So, and you got this done because?
So, weight loss, and I struggled with IBS as well. So.
Is that the poo
thing? Right. The poo thing.
Is that the poo thing? Yeah. Then poo. No, so it's like where anything you eat, it upsets your tummy, so you either get the runs or you're sick constantly. Mm. You just can't keep anything down, and you're constantly in pain, having stomach aches as well.
Okay.
And it affects how you like digest certain fats and certain foods, and it was affecting like my diet. So like it was physically impossible for me to lose weight, but it was really easy for me to gain weight.
Yeah.
Then it comes to a point where it's unhealthy. And then I thought, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. So that's why I went and got it done. Because it was like the last resort, because I had no other choice, because my IBS was affecting me so much. It was preventing me from, even when I did diet, they didn't work. So I tried everything. It was like my last resort. And then literally within a year, I've lost 6 stone.
Oh, sick.
And it's the best thing I ever did. Really hard at the start, though, because all I could have, I started on liquid stage and puree stage. I did that for like 4 weeks. And then my portions, I'm not even joking, would be like that big.
What's the point of life?
Two mouthfuls.
Just posh restaurants, that's it.
Yeah.
Michelin stars.
I can eat like, so my meals now, like, you know, on a normal dinner plate, mine's a side plate, my dinner, and I'll eat like half of that.
Is that because your stomach literally can't take any more? Mm-hmm. So let's just say you go out for a dinner with the girls or dinner with your boyfriend.
I'll get a starter.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You can't.
And that will do you.
Yeah. And I can't eat and drink at the same time either.
What do you mean?
So, like, imagine me going to a brunch. Yeah. It's the worst thing for me because say you get like a 2.5 hour slot to like drink all you can and eat. I have to either prioritise the alcohol or the food because I have to wait half an hour after I've eaten to be able to drink, because what happens is where my stomach's so full of food, there's no room for the drink to go there. Otherwise, I will be sick.
So that's literally, if you get full, it's just like, say you get food full normally, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And you've just literally had a minute amount of food. Mm-hmm. That's wow. Mad.
So can you like tell, like, obviously, I'm sure when you first started, you probably had like a little timer or something. Like you checked the time.
Yeah,
but now, can you physically feel? Can you tell? Like, okay, I'm ready to go.
What, like ready to like start drinking?
Yeah,
I can tell with my stomach. What I'll do is I'll have a few sips, see how it goes down. Because it's really weird. Once you've had a gastric sleeve, I can like feel every bite and every swallow hit my stomach.
Ooh.
So it's a really weird sensation, and the sensation of hunger is different as well, and the sensation of full is different. I've had to learn like a whole new stomach.
So what's the sensation like of the hunger?
I've never had hunger where it actually hurts. Like I get so hungry where I'm like, I'll eat anything.
To what, now?
Yeah. Which is really, really back to front, because you'd think having like some of your stomach taken away, you'd think, oh, like you wouldn't get that hungry.
But I guess it's compensating, isn't it? Because it's like, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's literally nothing in here.
There's nothing in here. The tank's empty. You keep topping me up with £10.
Yeah.
But fam, I need more than that. What's going on?
Within like two mouthfuls, yeah, your stomach digests that within like half an hour, 20 minutes, and then it's empty again, like completely empty. So then you're like really, really hungry. You feel like you're starving. So then you have to do it against them. What I do is I eat little and often. So I'll eat like smaller portions, but eat like six times a day.
Mm.
So.
But like, wasn't that quite a drastic step to take?
Yeah.
Like, could you not have gotten? Could you not? It seems that. So, what proportion of your stomach did you cut out?
It's 80% worth. So it's majority.
Yeah, that's a lot. Mm.
It's a lot.
Why don't you just go like
50% amount? Has to be 80%.
Yeah, for it to be effective.
Wow.
Mm. Raw.
Yeah. It's a bit like, it's so common now. It's a massive, massive trend. Like, sounds bad, but it is a trend now. Which saddens me, because there's a lot of girls who are like quite, like, they're a little bit curvy and they're resorting to having a gastric sleeve, which is quite sad, because then the minimum you lose is 6 stone. So imagine if someone weighs like, I don't know, like 12 stone.
They lose half their weight.
Yeah. Like some people do. And I think that's really silly, but yeah, there's a lot of.
So in like the build up to like, surgery. What were your thoughts? What were you thinking?
It's good.
When they told you like, okay, these are your options. Like, what did you think to yourself?
It's gonna sound really like morbid, but like at the time, because I was so unhappy with like my appearance, I was on really, really like high dose of antidepressants and stuff. And it sounds weird. When I booked it, I thought, do you know what? I'm gonna have this done. If I die having it done,
like, it is what it is.
At least I tried.
It is what it is.
At least I tried. Like, I'm happier at least trying than not.
Yeah.
And then now, because I am happier in myself, I'm not on antidepressants anymore. Like, I'm in a better.
Oh, that's good.
It took me off my meds, which is amazing. So I like find now the thought of me going and doing it now, like again, I'm like, that is crazy. Like, why would I do that? Because I value my life so much more now.
Yeah.
Was it like, it's actually a dangerous procedure?
So it's not, the death rate isn't high, but like there is that risk with any surgery you have done.
Complications.
Like any complications. And I went Turkey for mine.
I was going to ask you this. I was going to ask, where it was the NHS, or was it? You went to Turkey.
But before you start getting in on that, there is a stigma behind Turkey. But if you do your research and go with somewhere well known, it's fine. I did very extensive research into where I went, and they're very, very, like a very good company, very well known.
Can I ask how much it cost?
$3,150.
That's not
a crazy amount for a life changing surgery. No. Really.
Yeah.
What would the equivalent of cost in the UK?
£10,000.
That's what I
thought. And how come? I thought once you mentioned your IBS.
Mm.
Why was it not something that the NHS preferred you for?
So they did offer it me, but the wait list was 5 years.
Ah.
Yeah, no. So I was,
5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. So I was like, I'm not waiting.
I'm going to pay for it to get it done. Yeah. I mean, like, because I went to America recently, right? And I looked at I went to a restaurant, right? And I looked at the food calories.
Mm.
I
think I saw this.
Yes.
Was it like 1,000 calories?
No. One food had 2,200 calories on it as a meal, as like a pasta meal. Yeah,
pasta
as a pasta meal.
That makes me feel
how sick. Big was the meal?
I got this thing that was like a pizza with pasta on it.
Oh, yeah,
but that was only like 1,500 calories, something like that.
1,005,
bro. Yeah, and
no wonder Americans are so fat, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what I was going to say. But obviously, looking at those calories, I can imagine, due to the way they eat food in America, that is literally one of the options people are going for in order to lose the weight that they've gained from the food that's so high in butter. Because I asked her, I was like, why is the calorie so high? She was like, we cook everything in butter. No, we cook everything in butter. That's it.
But that's why their food tastes so good, because it's cooked in...
I don't agree, you know.
Don't know, there's some stuff in America that's very greasy.
Yeah, I got Papa John's in America, and I remember... Like you see how like we get the cardboard boxes? In the UK, when you get it, it's fine. You look underneath, it's fine. In America, it's like soaked through with like grease.
Yeah, it's grease.
And I was just like, bro, like what is, even like when I went to McDonald's, I will never forget this. I went to McDonald's in America. And first of all, I went in there there was this lady, when I say wide load, bruv. Bro, she was stupidly wide. Like, it did not make sense. She was like, she was short. I remember she was wearing like a brown like vest top, and it was like, it was just like everything was just like boom, boom, boom. And it was just like, I couldn't understand how she was built. I was just confused. Anyway, she went up and she got some food, and I looked at the tray, and the tray was full. And I was like, raw, is this what McDonald's is doing in America? So I was like, okay, cool. I love chips. So I went to go get like just a couple chips and maybe like a McChicken sandwich or something like that. And I got the chips and I was eating, and I was like, bruv.
Dripping with oil.
No, not even oil, salt.
Oh.
It's too much salt. I was like, what is this? Oh, every chip, I was like, like, nah, it was disgusting.
You could have probably seasoned another piece of salt with those salts.
Bro, I abandoned the meal. Like, it was dead. It literally, like, every chip, too much salt. Like, they like their stuff salty, greasy, every bad thing you can think of.
But because you've been brought up around it, you're used to it. And when we've been brought up around, like, the food over here, and then you go over there, you're like, oh.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's too much. There's a reason why they're the most obese nation in the world. There's a reason.
There is restaurants you can go to that, like, probably where you went, it tastes... Like, you probably couldn't taste the calories, but, like, it tasted good, but it's because they'd cooked, like you said, cooked it in butter.
Everything. That was the only restaurant I saw that had calories on there. Everywhere else, they didn't have calories on there. Mm. So I didn't really clock it when I was eating around. I was just eating because, like, I'm in America, fuck it. But, you know, you put it like that. I was going to ask you one more question about your gastric thing, right? So obviously you've got a smaller stomach, right? Does that mean that your shits are smaller?
we're back here again.
What do you think's happened to Mark?
I'm just wondering, has your feces size reduced?
Yeah, we need to know.
Right.
Because firstly, women don't even poo every day. We found that out last week.
Literally, I found out you guys poo every twice a week sometimes. Yeah. And I think that is
that
horrifying.
The case when I had IBS, mate. I felt sorry for my behind.
Jesus.
What's that with it? You don't want to go in there, mate.
No, honestly, it was so bad I wouldn't even go out because I couldn't.
Yeah.
So constantly wasn't.
You've been a night out at that cinema and be like,
no, seriously.
Go.
What, like out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Was it like, is it
uncontrollable?
As bad as it sounds, is there one story that in your head that like, yo, I, that just like, yeah, there is, isn't
there's
there?
More than one. It's happened to me a few times.
Go on, tell us.
Are you really want me to tell you a poo story?
No, tell us the poo story, man.
I've got one from when I had IBS and one when I don't.
Yeah.
Because there's side effects of having a gastric sleeve. So when I had IBS, I found that you can never trust a fart. Never. Never. Because it would be a shark, guaranteed.
Oh!
Yeah. So that was one thing I found happened to me on a very, very few occasions.
So you've been on that out, literally be like, just a little fart, and next thing,
No, I've never started being out. It's happened when I've like had a client in the chair.
Yeah.
And it slipped out, and I'm like, fuck, I've definitely just sharted.
So you just got to be like, listen, let's go to the toilet quickly. And you got a bit of poo in your hands, you're doing a makeup.
Stop it.
I was lucky because it was at the end, so when she left, I like ran upstairs and was like, oh.
Jesus.
Because if it was mid-appointment, I don't know what I would have done.
She'll be like, oh my God, I love this new bronzer.
Oh, mate, you're nah.
It's the reality, mate, it's the reality.
Nah. Good
but
God.
Nah, complete opposite now.
Okay.
I like, I have a whole page that like I've dedicated to my sleeve journey, which has done really well because it helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm really open on that. I literally don't have any dignity left. I've just spoken about everything, like including poo diaries. And one of them is having constipation. Constipation is very, very intense after gastric because you eat so little. What happens is like you don't go very regularly. So then obviously what's happening is it builds up, and then when you want to go to the toilet you can't. So that is an issue that I've had to deal with on a very few occasions.
As in like it's there and it's not coming out.
Mm-mm.
So what have you done in this scenario?
Oh God.
Okay. We need to know.
Okay, so you know, sitting on the toilet
forcing it super like this.
Yeah!
Got one! nuggets.
Not even nuggets. Doesn't get that far.
Oh jeez.
No, it's lit off. So.
Do you not take anything like any like laxatives?
It does nothing. Like I tried everything. It literally felt like King Kong's finger coming out of my bum.
Hey, yo.
What analogy?
Whoa. I didn't see that one coming.
V54 I got a King Kong finger up your bum.
Jesus.
But no, that is the situation I had. I cried. I was sitting on the toilet and I was crying and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to be stuck with this here forever. Like, yeah. Just never going to go to the toilet or going to have to go. Because it's a known thing. You can go to the hospital and you have to have your poo surgically removed.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, some people get so constipated that you have to go to hospital and they surgically have to remove it. Like, you have to be put to sleep and they physically have to, like, go in your back end and basically scoop it out. Because it's too wide to come out.
Fuck me.
That's mad. I've never really thought logically how pee works. I think, like, the idea of digestive goes intestines. And I thought your intestine turns into either the long blocks, the little nuggets, or the liquid, yeah? But I've never thought of the fact that it could become so built up that it's like, your hole's like, nah, mate, that's not going through.
Yeah. Is that literally what happens?
Mm-hmm. So we're talking like bricks, like poos, like...
Wait, is that because...
Like that.
Is that because women's poo like ferments, bruv? Because they don't... Like, bruv, we go to the toilet every day.
Yes.
Sometimes twice a day.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I don't no more.
But even naturally, women... apparently don't go to the toilet once a day.
Like your friends, like, I'm sure you would have been around your friends, like, I don't know, for like a weekend or whatever, yeah, with them. I don't know if we
would have gone to the toilet that whole weekend.
The whole weekend.
Yeah. That's crazy. if we've gone on a night out, yeah, that shit the next day is gonna be serious. It's alcohol. Gonna be serious.
Alcohol, it does do it, to be fair.
Takes you
out. That's everyone though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a thing, like, if I'm going on a night out, like, I'm going on a night out, I'm going to meet my mates. Before I have a shower to go link them, I'm taking that, I'm poo. Even if I don't feel like I need to poo.
You're clearing the system.
Yeah.
You push it out, you get piles.
What do you mean piles? Piles.
Please tell me you know what piles are.
What's piles?
You're joking me.
No.
What's that?
This is poo education.
Have you been living under a rock?
Pooticates.
I've been living under a shit, it looks like.
Pooticates.
It's like, when you strain for a poo, it's like the blood vessels in your...
anus.
In your anus.
Yep.
What happens is you're pushing so hard that they then like become so swollen and can like pop a little bit. So then they turn into like little grapes sitting on like either the inside or outside of your bum, and they're called piles.
Okay, I've never.
Thankfully, I don't ever feel I go when I need to go.
No, no.
Like, I don't feel that I'm not like super saiyan forcing it out. Like it just.
It's more like I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna sit there. Oh, whatever wants to come.
Yeah.
If it's a little bit. That's it.
Yeah, never push it out. Cause you'll get
no, I'm not gonna. Yeah, no.
Mother Nature comes calling once a day, minimum. Sometimes twice if she's feeling it. You know what I'm saying? She wants to holler at most me a times, couple times.
I like before I go to the gym or before I play football. Most gyms. If I'm gonna go gym, I just like to just make sure if nothing's in there.
Get off the heavy load.
Not even heavy, just even the light, a light pusher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like to just let.
I just find it crazy how women are out here walking around. With fermented shit in their system.
That's
literally full of shit.
That's all the toilet.
Probably that's why they talk so much shit.
Yeah. Nah.
Stop. I had to let that one go. Hey, women, don't hate me, man. I'm joking. No, I'm not joking, but still.
I think a lot of women hold it as well, though, because, like, say if they're, like, seeing a new man or something and they've stayed at his all weekend, they then hold it, and then when you hold it for so long, you then do end up becoming constipated because you've held it for so long and it sat there for so long.
Yeah. And do you know what? I don't understand it. As a man, I would not judge you for taking a poo.
Oh, bro, speak for yourself. I would.
You judge a girl.
Hundreds.
You spent a weekend with
hundreds.
Her. And then what? She said, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. She's taking the shit like, what kind of
human being
does that? What kind of human being does a natural thing? What do you mean you have an anus?
Listen.
You didn't ever use it last night.
In there last night.
It can't
be real.
What do you mean there's poo in there?
Listen.
You're fucking kidding me.
Listen. If it's like your girl, like your girlfriend or whatever, cool. But like if it's like in the initial stages and a girl's just out here, just come and just take a shit. Bro, I'll be looking at, bro, ick. bro, or my ick. My ick list ain't long, yeah, but that's on it, bro.
I can't lie to you, though.
Don't drop a shit with.
But
listen,
what? She's got IBS. It's an illness.
Listen, let there be no evidence that you took a shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There needs to be no evidence.
Cleaning.
In fact, you need to skulk off to the toilet without me even knowing.
I'd have to go to the shops. I'd be like, I'm just popping into the shops and use Tesco.
Go to Starbucks.
No. I'm obviously like, I'm not immature. Like, if you need to use a toilet, use a toilet. But I just need to know that there's no evidence. I don't want to smell nothing. No. I don't want to see nothing. The toilet needs to be looking better than when you walked in. Like, I just.
Have you ever done the ghost poo tactic?
What's the ghost poo?
Wait, what?
We're learning a lot here.
A what? The ghost.
You say okay, ghost. I'll give you an insight of how us women go to the toilet without then being no, like, ounce of, like, smell or evidence.
I know what it is. I think.
As soon as it comes out, you...
Oh! So, one dookie.
Yeah. And then, because it's flushing the smell straight away. Don't get me wrong, it doesn't do it completely, but it pretty much gets rid of it.
Minimises, yeah. Yeah. I've done that before. Yeah. I don't like shitting at anyone else's house but my own.
Yeah, I'd do that at someone else's as well.
So, like, one time I was at my boy's yard and I just had to go. Mother Nature was... She'd called me. I had bare missed calls from Mother Nature, man. So, I had to go to the toilet real quick and I was just like, bruv, I don't want to do this here, but I have to. So, yeah, as soon as I... Straight away. As soon as the whole thing came, bruv, it was overdue. Oh, okay. It was overdue. Everyone. The whole thing.
You got mail. I remember one time I went to go link a girl for the first time ever, right? And I went to like a rave the day before. I was feeling a bit ill, so I was like coming down with like rave flu, yeah? So it was gurgling in there. First time meeting her, and I said to her, look, I'm going to the toilet. Yeah,
I need a shit.
I told her, I'm going for a shit. And she respected it. She shouldn't have. Yeah. Because that poo was mad. That poo was mad. I was seeing poo rainbow colours there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo.
I was seeing different textures, different materials.
Lord have mercy.
I was seeing different shapes.
Is it loud?
It was a little loud.
Oh, how do you prevent that though?
You can't, but you just have to accept it. And then, like, for some reason, when I did it, yeah, I felt she liked me more when I did it because she was like, oh my God, you just took a shit so confident.
I know it sounds weird, but women actually love, like, just honesty. Like, if you're going to go, I'm just going to go for a shit.
Women
like,
love talking about poo.
Yeah, you've picked the right person to talk about poo, because I openly talk about poo
There we go. That's great.
I don't care. I'm like, it's part of you. You do it. Women do it.
Yeah, but I do like the illusion of not just, like...
Not knowing.
Like, I'm not, obviously, I'm not... Of course women poo.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I still find it crazy that they only poo, like, what, twice. I mean, I guess it's good only pooing twice a week. But, like, I just feel like,
is
what...
good?
I mean, it's not like you're walking around with fermented shit inside of you. Like,
I'd rather go every day because you feel like you're like letting off.
If you're free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I do a thing called weigh day every Friday where I weigh myself. Yeah. There is no way I'm taking away.
When you're in need of poo.
No.
Bro, you've got 5 kilos of poo top.
I've got extra weight in my body. I need to take away those extra kilograms.
I weigh myself after going for a poo.
Yeah, that's only
see,
fair.
Yeah, see how much.
Yeah, because you don't want to weigh yourself when you've got an extra couple pounds in there.
Hmm.
It's just, it don't make any sense.
That's crazy. Quick question as well, just before we sign up for the next little break. Have there been any, is there anything else, like any other side effects from, you know, your gastric sleeve?
Obviously, like I said, there's the hair loss. So I lost loads of my hair.
Yeah.
Constipation. I had really bad, like I was really lethargic at the start. So, like I had to go get like B12 injections because I was really, I was so tired. I was sleeping like 12 hours. I was getting 12 hour sleeps and then I was still needing more sleep to the point where I literally, one day I was so tired, I cried because I didn't feel right. But it's because of where you go from having all these calories to then literally like 500 calories, if not less. And your body's like, what the heck's going on? And you're like so tired because your body's like trying to like get used to it.
Adjusting and stuff, right?
Yeah. Other than that, like I'm really lucky. I haven't really got loose skin or anything because I've lost it in the gastric sleeve community. Mine's class is quite slow, whereas people who are at the same time as me have lost like 10 stone in a year, whereas I've lost 6, but that's because that was my choice. I wanted to stay quite curvy, but I didn't want to have loose skin at the same time. Yeah.
Okay, one final question. Would you suggest people get the surgery?
Depending on their situation, then yeah. like I said earlier, if then like a size 12, size 14, and they're thinking of getting a gastric sleeve, then I would 100% tell them no. But if they're unhappy and they are classed as overweight and unhealthy, then 100% yes. And I would advise them to go where I went as well, just because of how good my experience was and how comfortable I felt and safe I felt, especially in Turkey, because a lot of people get scared going to Turkey. And there's a lot of people that can't get on the NHS. So I'm like, do what I did and go NHS, go Turkey.
Mm. Makes sense. Interesting. I mean, I don't think I quite like my...
You don't belly. Need it.
No, I don't need it. I might buy a hairline. That's the only thing I might buy.
A hairline.
Yeah, I think we should. If you do, I reckon we should vlog the journey. I'm coming if you do, by the way. I'm definitely coming. If he gets the hair transplant, people, let us know in the comments. People have been saying. I think people would even contribute towards you getting it done.
I went to, they do it, you know.
I don't need the money, but if you want to pay for me to have a hairline, one month, it's a free hairline.
You know what I'm saying?
It's funny when you come back on the flight back, actually, from Turkey, you look around and there's like loads of men where they've had like...
The hair
transplant done.
You see it.
And what, do you see the BBL girls as well?
Yeah, you see them. You can't really tell people who have had gastric sleeves, because the only thing we look like is like when I was walking, I was a bit like hunched over from where obviously they'd gone like... So I was a bit like this. Getting on the plane, like covering my stomach and stuff. But other than that, you can't really tell.
So every passenger on the plane is just you can just tell there's something.
They did a edit create player on themselves. Done something.
Yeah. So people are just playing like what? Playing bingo, like he's probably got.
That's what I did. I was like, I bet he's had that. I know he's had that. Yeah. He's had that.
And he smiles. Goes, oh, it's the teeth. Oh,
the shark teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, fuck that teeth thing. By the way, that rattles me, bro.
Oh no.
That people would shave.
I wouldn't go Turkey for that.
Shave their teeth down, looking like sharks to get veneers.
No. Oh no, that's silly, innit?
That's a bit crazy. It's a bit crazy.
Aha! Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done.
We've had some faux pas, haven't we, in the past?
Have you? Oh, that would annoy me. I've done that before.
When you're making your content, and you're like, I've done the whole makeup.
I killed it.
Yeah. No, honestly, I literally get close to tears because I'm like, that work. That's
so good. Mm. Yeah. I was going to ask you, like, have there... Two questions, really. Like, have you seen any, like, just absolute horror shows in terms of makeup? That you're just like...
Like the other makeup artists obviously have done, and I've seen it online. Or like even face to face.
Yeah.
Mm. And like they think it's good.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I've got like makeup artists that I follow on my Instagram, and they've uploaded like someone's makeup, and literally it's so obvious. They've got like half the lash hanging off and the lip liner's like dark brown and not blended in. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen that on girls where they have really strong lip liner and then the lips aren't blended in and the brows are really blocky, or they've got flashback. I don't know if you know what flashback is.
No.
It's where you use like certain powders that are cheap. If they use them on like their under eye around here, it when you have a flash on the phone, it just looks white.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I get what you mean.
So certain makeups aren't photogenic then, is that what you're saying? Mm. They're not photo friendly.
So like when you're doing makeup, like obviously you must have started off shit. You can't have just been good.
I look back at photos and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. So like, could
your
you
early work?
You must have practiced on like your mates.
Yeah, well, like, cause I did art at college for like 3 years. I'm quite like, obviously you've seen like my makeup's quite creative, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I actually self-taught myself on myself for ages, and then I started doing it on friends and family, and then I started like, I think I was charging like £15, and then I've worked my way up to now charging 45. That's because I've been doing it 7 years now.
Yeah.
Now you're full on moi.
Yeah, I'm
full on moi.
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 Wow. So have you ever fucked up before?
The thing is, with makeup, you can fuck up all the time, but because it's not permanent, you just get a wipe and wipe off.
So I don't mean as in like, not like, oh, I fucked up my mascara there, wipe it, start again. I mean as in like, you've done a makeup, you think she looks good, then you've seen it in that and gone... Oh, I've done you
is
dirty,
that my, is that my work?
I've no, done you dirty,
do you know,
Megan.
I'll be honest with you, it sounds good, but no, I have not.
Perfectionist.
Yeah. Ooh. The only one I'd say is like when I started off and I've looked back at where I am now to make it, and I look back and think, cool, I did them dirty. Because that was like, obviously I know what standard I'm at now to then, and I'm like, oh, I can't believe they went out like that and I'd let them, like, but at the time I thought it was good.
Yeah. You're probably commenting fire emoji in there.
Yeah, like, let's take up what they were done.
Yeah. You're like, butters.
Yeah.
Minger.
So seeing as how you're a makeup artist, and you know we're in modern times now. Do you think it's cool for men to start getting their makeup done regularly?
If they wanted, like, you know what I was explaining, if I was to do a little bit on mic, I think that's absolutely fine because you wouldn't be able to tell. It's like subtle enhancements. I wouldn't think a guy is any, like, more camp or whatever for it. I'd actually think they're well-groomed, they're looking after their appearance.
Less. So do you do your boyfriend's makeup then?
No, I don't do his makeup.
Why not?
I do his eyebrows.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wax his eyebrows. He doesn't wear, like, makeup or anything, but he said to me he'd let me practice on him one day, which I haven't done yet, but I will.
So if he decided, you know what, I want it regularly, just to, like, you wake up in the morning, you put on a full face.
Well, him put on a face?
He wants to put on a face every day as well.
I'd say...
How no. would you feel about it? Why are you
she's icking,
like, what's going on? Like,
no,
what?
It's
2023. I want to get my booty on too. Like, what?
Look beautiful.
I want to look beautiful too. What's like, what? You see women? It's terrible.
No, because it's... I don't know.
Because what?
There's actually no reason behind
There's no reason.
So let's just say, like, whatever happened, he was just in a secret watching a couple YouTube videos. Okay, cool. And then you're going out for like...
Mike, don't make him sus.
I'm not making him sus.
He can still be a man about it.
No, I'm just...
You're out here going,
No, you have to let me land my point. Jay.
Oh, land this plane.
Just watch a couple of YouTube videos. Going, okay. You guys, you're going for dinner, I don't know, meet your parents or whatever, something like that, yeah. He's thought, let me try something different. Done it, yeah. Come out, yeah. He's like, I'm out, ready, yeah. And then you're like, because you're a makeup artist, you know, he's like, he's got makeup on. You're not going to feel a bit weird going out of him. You're gonna be like,
I'd make him take it off.
You'd make him take it off.
Wow. What a misandrist you are.
Oxymoron.
What a misandrist.
God damn.
He knows I would as well.
Why can't men be beautiful too?
If he could do it well, then fair enough, and you can't tell.
I'm saying you could tell because you're a makeup artist. You could tell because you're...
But the average Joe probably wouldn't know.
I mean,
it's still bothering her. You can tell. It's bothering her.
Like, say if he was looking really, really tired and he needed a bit of concealer, like, I would say, like, put a bit of concealer. Actually, so we went for a friend's birthday, out for a friend's birthday party the other week, and he was a bit oily. So I said to him, let's have some nice pictures, but you're looking a bit oily. So I got my powder out and I, like, dabbed off the powder, the oily off the powder. Yeah. And he was fine with it.
Yeah.
And I was fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I'm talking like a little bit of that.
Yeah. I don't know where you're going here, boy.
No, like, I think.
Okay,
I think,
okay. No, right, I see it. Yeah.
I don't know. Something's done something.
He wants to get all the work done.
And he's done a bit of this.
Oh no!
He wants to get the lip filler. He wants to get a bit of Botox here and there. You know,
Botox is fine.
He wants to get his maybe a little nose job, and he wants to do his makeup on a daily. Like, what's wrong with that?
Oh, nice.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
that's what I do for a living.
I need a man.
You know, man.
You know, man.
Isn't that? Aren't you being a bit toxic right now?
A little bit, but it's okay.
It's okay. Oh, it's okay for you to be toxic. Ah, you see?
I could be a little bit toxic.
Changing the goalpost.
You see? Women are allowed to be a bit toxic, but
let a man say,
go make me a sandwich. Oh, shit.
Andy Tate. Look at Andy Tate. Over there. Ask you for a sandwich.
Wait, no, that's another level of toxic. That's not normal. What's not normal? Breed, Andrew Tate.
Why, what's wrong with him? What's he said?
Are we really going to get on that subject?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Nah. Women go off, like, they go off all the time. They're like, oh, he's a misogynist. What do you say?
It's just the way he talks to women and how he talks about women.
Like, which women has he spoken badly about? Or spoken badly to?
It's the ones that literally went viral on TikTok are the ones that I saw. The way he, when he was on a date and the way he was speaking to her and, like, being really controlling.
The mixed-race woman. The mixed-race woman.
What, Cheyenne?
I think it was Cheyenne.
What, the dating show that's for there for content?
Nah, there was another one. And there was another one, the one that obviously I think, I don't know if it was meant to be shown, but you know the one where he had a woman in the bedroom and... He was
play.
They're saying it was like play, like,
yeah, role play.
Yeah, role play, but I don't think it was.
I mean, it was, but
no, it weren't. It weren't. It can't have.
Why not? Why?
Why can't it be role play? There's bare girls out here that say they like to be strangled, choked, spat on, and all sorts. And what was the worst thing he even said on that video?
What the worst thing? Joe, I can't think what's the worst thing.
You can't think. You know why?
Everything he said was bad, though. That's what made
Oh, is it? Like yeah. what? Like what?
Every sentence that came out of his mouth, I was like, my mouth was dropping.
But, like what? No, wait. Like what?
You even want to go down history.
Like what? No, no. He.
Do you like him?
No. I'm very neutral on him because I feel like he has, there's certain things that he says that I agree with.
Give me an example then.
Like he says that man should be a man, you shouldn't be fat, you should go to the gym, you should take care of your women, all this kind of stuff. He says these things. Like
even had this thing when he was talking about doing 500 push-ups a day.
Yeah.
And the other thing was like, all the man them did the challenge, can you do 500 push-ups a day? And it was like the idea of mentality of like, I've set you a challenge and you said yourself.
Go out there and dominate. This.
Go out there and do it. So like some of the man them did it, some of the man them didn't. And it wasn't the idea that you couldn't, because you could literally just do 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. But it was the idea that you didn't have the mentality in you to
you didn't say, have the I'm discipline to
complete this task. Yeah. And I've seen it in other people in like the day. Like there's people that do stuff. I'm like, bruv, you said you're going to do something. Mm. You didn't follow through on the thing you said you're going to do. How can you say that you're a man?
You're a man, yeah.
I do agree with like some of the sentences that he said with that, but I was talking about more so towards how he is with women, I'd say. But I think that's because I'm more like, because I am a woman, I'm like.
I just feel like most women now are just following the crowd. They haven't actually taking the time to listen to what he said. They've seen a couple clips here and there where he's obviously playing up to the role for social media and doing it very well, because at one point he was the most Googled man, the most Googled thing in the world at one point. So I just feel like women aren't like, I don't disagree that some of the things he says are crazy, but I feel like he does it for sensationalism. He does it to wind people up.
He's clever about it.
Yeah, because every woman that he's been in contact with, I've watched videos and I wanted to see like, okay, I'm waiting for one of them to say like, and all of them are like, no, he's a gentleman. Even though the mixed race one, at the end of the day, she was like, no, I'd see him again. He's a gentleman. So every woman that you see clips of, and they're saying like, oh, he's terrible. At the end, they're like, actually, I like him. I'd see him again. Yeah. Toxic. That's what women like.
Can I ask you a question?
Toxic.
If like your boyfriend started watching these videos,
yeah,
would you have a problem with that?
If he was watching them, like what, agreeing completely?
Let's say agreeing. Yeah. Let's say agreeing with his videos.
I would sit there and argue the toss with him about it.
But he wouldn't change your opinion of him in any way?
No.
But if, for example, some of the stuff he was saying, I feel like women aren't very open-minded.
I feel like once you made your mind up,
yes,
that's it. Like whereas I'm like very open and I'm willing to hear, okay, I've got my opinion on this person.
Try and change it.
But like, let me listen to what they're saying. Like everyone's, you're going off clips. You haven't actually, have you taken like 15 minutes to actually watch like
that's what I mean. I agree. Like this is actually true. Like I've only really watched clips, to be fair. Like,
yeah.
And it's shown him in a bad light. But I think it's because everything I have seen has only been bad.
Yeah. Do you not feel like it's because like, I don't know, let's say for example, your friend sends you a bad video. Like, oh my God, look at this prick. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, he's a prick. And then like the only videos they're going to be sending now of him being a prick. You're not going to get videos of him talking like some sense about economics or stuff like that. So already in your head, you're like, prick. So even if someone was to send your video about economic, the first thing that comes to your head is prick.
But it depends how bad the stuff is that they're saying. Say if it's stuff that's really, really bad and they are a nice person, but the stuff they said doesn't really take them back to being a nice person. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I've got an example for you. Okay. Let's just say there's a video of me right now and I go, I hate kids. Yeah.
Fuck them kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. That's happened now.
Yeah.
But imagine now I've just gone, I hate kids that do not read their books, that do not study. Yeah. Fuck those kids then that have been failed by the system. Mm-hmm. Now someone just clicked, fuck them kids. You've gone, he's a prick. He's a fucking prick. Yeah. But if you listen to the whole thing, you'll be like, oh, you know, maybe he's got a point. Mm-hmm. Like, he hates kids that are not doing the correct things.
The key word is context.
Mm.
Context, context. There we go. However, you have your opinions on Andrew Tate. I have mine. I think some of the stuff he says, he does it on purpose.
Yeah.
I don't completely agree with him, not everything, but I agree with a lot of the things he says on men in particular. I 100% I agree with. Mm. Now, before I forget, I almost forgot this key thing. And it's going to verge on what some women might say is toxic masculinity. I love
toxic masculinity.
Who'd you wear makeup for?
Myself. What do you mean? Why are you laughing?
That's funny.
Why do you not believe me?
No.
So when you're at home,
yeah.
Say like you don't have to go anywhere for a few days. You're just at home.
Yeah.
Do you wear full face makeup?
No.
You don't?
No.
But you're.
Oh, so I get your point.
Wait. You're at home. It's just you. So for yourself, you can look great for yourself and put on a full face of makeup.
But, what if I can't be bothered?
Okay. No worst question.
It's effort being a girl, you know, doing that every day.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've seen it on your story, because obviously I know, you know,
seen when I look all glam.
Look all glam.
Yeah.
I know sometimes, like, you guys have, like, nights in when you have, like, these, like, nice, like, family-friendly days where you're just chilling indoors and wear pajamas, eating pajamas and stuff. Do you guys all wear makeup?
Sometimes, depending who it is. So, like, I've got friends that will, like, always, like, they'll wear makeup because they feel insecure without it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, my reason is why I don't is because, for me, it's effort and I'm lazy. I can't be asked to put makeup on. But I don't know if that's because I am quite secure in myself without makeup.
Okay.
But if it's, like, I don't know, like, today, because we were, like, going to do, like, you know, content, you want to look at your best for it, because it is going to be shown to people. So I suppose, like, what you're trying to say, you are doing it for other people, but also for me to feel confident in myself. So it's a bit of both.
I mean, this is a very tricky topic, because if you say, if someone says, for example, a lot of people say that women wear makeup for men, then you could argue that that's not the case, because there's a lot of makeup stuff that women do that men don't necessarily agree with. The eyelash thing,
no,
we don't get it.
I don't know. I can't lie to you. I get the eyelash thing.
What the? Okay, we like yeah, a little bit, but not about the big not ones. The tarantula. Brother, yeah. Have you okay. seen the tarantulas?
I've not seen tarantulas, but I'm talking about like
the creepy crawlies.
I can't remember what I saw it. There was a time, maybe it was my ex, yeah. Like, she put eyelashes on. I was like, oh my God, they make a difference.
Yeah, didn't
like,
they?
Eyelashes on. Like, I think there was one time, yeah, I must have seen a girl or something. And I was like, oh my God, she looks so beautiful. Yeah? And like, at that moment, I clocked what was beautiful about her. It was like her eyes. And her eyes was because the lashes were just, like, luscious. Yeah? And then obviously, like, do you only see, like, a girl without her eyelashes? And sometimes you're like...
So
you're
funny.
Like you're like you're a pauper.
I go from like without my lashes, they literally go all small. Yeah, and like you look ill.
You literally look like a pauper. You look like a girl that was chilling with Oliver Twist when they were
Raw.
Suffering
yeah, Raw.
In the squalor. But when you put the lashes, you're like,
I can't explain it. Lashes are like a massive game changer.
Matting,
yeah,
matting. Lashes are matting.
So is it lashes at all times?
Yeah. Like, through lockdown, obviously, I couldn't have my lashes done. Oh, I felt so ugly. I had to, like, you know when everyone was using that app, House Party?
Yeah.
I'd put on strip lashes, like, put no other makeup on, because I'm quite, like, secure about my skin and stuff. Yeah. But, like, my eyes, because I was so used to my seeing myself with lashes on, and then not, I was like, oh, I look so ugly, I have to put lashes on. So I'd put lashes on every day, like, stick them on. So I feel better.
So we've clarified that you wear makeup for others. In particular, men.
Yes.
Technically, no. It's half and half, I'd say. Depending on the situation. Because I'm secure in my own skin.
Okay, on average, would you say that women wear makeup for others?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not for themselves.
Yeah, it just depends on the person, I think.
Because every minute I'm hearing, we wear it for ourselves. I wear it to feel good. Well, when you're at home and when it was lockdown, I don't recall all of you... Every day, putting religiously. I know a few people that did, but I know a lot of people that didn't.
It does make you feel good, to be fair, when you have it on. But like, if you're literally not on seeing anyone, then you think, oh, what's the point? So like, I do get that point. You technically are wearing it for other people, but then you don't want people to see you without it. So it is like a confidence.
You don't want them to see the real you.
Basically,
you gotta see that
because
real
you get
me.
So used to yourself looking better with using makeup and lashes.
Women out here cheating, you know.
No, we are.
They're just cheating in
we
life.
We are cheating.
Just cheating.
I'll let them
And we just accept it. Accept it. Like, yeah,
you know,
it's cool.
I can't lie. I love looking at an attractive female. So, you know, I'll let you guys cheat every once in a while.
Well, my boyfriend's never seen me with no lashes yet.
Oh.
He can't wait. He's like, I can't wait for the day. You don't have lashes on so I can see the real you.
When are you gonna do it?
I will let him. Do you know, I'm not even bothered if he is to see me like that because I know he wouldn't care. But at first I was like, really terrified of him seeing me without him because I thought, oh.
He's going to be like, is that her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm.
He hasn't seen you without lashes before. That's interesting.
I know. I can't wait for the day. He's going to be like, who the fuck is that?
He's like, you're single now. You're single now.
I think that's all my my makeup questions answered, to be fair. I can't think of anything else. Obviously, there's the whole extra stuff that some women do.
Mm-hmm.
The lip fillers and some of the nose stuff.
Nose jobs. Mm. Yeah, it's something like that. It's crazy how many women I've spoke to that'll say, I'll get a nose job straight away. Like that's one thing. So many women just said,
nose job. Because, do you know what? A feature of a nose on a woman's face can make you look so feminine, like if you used to get it. Like, I don't know if you've seen some people, like most women, when they get a nose job, they get it done so it's a bit like it curves in.
Tip
up. It's a feminine trait. So a lot of women envy that and want that because it makes them look more feminine.
Okay.
But, question as well, like, why do women. Mike, if you see a girl, right, and she's got a couple spots, do you care?
Not really. Depends where the spots are, I guess.
Like just a couple spots on her face, like.
I wouldn't really do me a problem. I'd be like, that's just normal.
Because I just think it's mad that some girls like they can't. They feel like you see them and you think they're pretty and they're beautiful, but they can't physically bring themselves to even go shop without putting on a little something. I just find that a bit like mad.
I must admit, if I get suffer with spots, but when I get a spot, like if I was to get one here, it instantly makes me feel ugly. So if I was to go out to the shops, I'd have to get a bit of concealer and like pat over it just to cover the redness.
Mm-hmm.
So
isn't you just have to be spotless.
Yeah. Mm.
Interesting. Now that's the thing, because again, you see a girl in and out, you think she's absolutely stupendous, you know, you take her home, you wake up in the morning, she hasn't got the waterproof stuff on.
It's all come off.
Oh. Wake up in the morning, you're like, oh my God, Frankenstein. Mm.
Or, as we have maybe know about or heard about.
Yes.
Maybe you bend her over and you put her into the headboard. And then after she's moved off the headboard, it's Murder, She Wrote. Because there's a silhouette of a
let
face
me find this
and
phone
eye holes
let me
in the headboard. I don't know. I'm
let
just,
me find
I might
photo.
Have heard something. I don't
let
you know
me
I'm
find
saying.
This photo you
know,
right
I've
now.
I've never ever been in that situation.
I might have heard something about, you know, a girl leaving a face print.
Like a whole face print.
Yeah. I could see her smile.
That's
you
a
could
hell
see
lot
her
of
smile.
Makeup. That's a lot of makeup.
She'd been pressed into the head, like super impressed into the headboard. You can tell she was getting that work.
She was getting
look,
it.
You can see her smile.
Oh,
look, that's
my.
Her eye.
Yes. Oh my God.
She, hey, my man put on his hard hat and he went to work. Went to work.
I love this photo so much.
But anyway, we've only got a couple seconds left. Do you want to let people know where they can find you at?
Oh, okay. So I've got two accounts. So it's Lauren Linford Beauty Academy, which is my... We find all my makeup and that. And then if you want to look at my sleeve journey, that's Lauren's sleeve journey.
Okay, cool. And also, just before we go as well, if you could invite two people to come on the pod, who would they be?
Like, so it'd be like us three and then two other people.
Just two people that you can think of and we could arrange it however we arrange it.
Imogen and Marie.
Okay.
I think
that'd
be
funny. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Imogen Rhee. Oh, we've had Imogen
yeah,
already.
I want to get Rhee because she's a Twitch streamer now.
Yeah, like she'd be interesting actually. You should get Rhee on.
She does bare different stuff. She just does different shit.
Yeah, she honestly, she's just in her own little world.
Yeah, she just does shit.
All right, Rhee, we're coming for you. Okay, we'll call her after this.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, we out. Shoot, we out. Peace.
That was a great episode. Here we go, yo.